Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
So many people are wondering about the benefits when it comes to CBD and how it can help you get better in the gym and even get off pain medication. I'm Tasha Makia, that's Big Dave, and welcome to Big Dave's Power Half Hour. All right, so Big Dave, a lot of people have been in our inbox and trying to get all the questions and answers that they need when it comes to the benefits to CBD. And honestly, this is going to be a fun discussion. We got Sam on the lines today. It's going to be really, really interesting to see where this conversation goes because there's so many freaking myths when it comes to CBD, flower, how it helps, proper dosage, and all that good stuff. You know?
Whether you take an edible or you smoke or you use a vape pen or there's so many variables on how to do it and introduce it to your system. So we got Sam on the line that's going to explain the ins and outs and the do's and the don'ts and how to kind of get started and basically talk to us about what the best way for someone like yourself
gone
through the process of being on pain meds for surgeries and stuff like that, and how to maybe wean off those type of things to switch over to something that would be a little bit more natural and doesn't cause so many side effects and have so many issues moving forward.
Yeah, there was a girl in our inbox at Big Dave's Power Half Hour Instagram. She's like, Tasha, what made you decide that you wanted to, you know, kind of go into the CBD realm? And the reason that I did it is because there were people around me that were informed. And of course, we're going to get somebody on the phone who is not a doctor, but is well-versed when it comes to this industry. And honestly, I was tired of the pain medications. I didn't realize that I was hooked on pain medications.
Right.
I had three back surgeries, bro.
And she's doing amazing, guys. She really is. And the biggest thing is you hit the nail on the head. I think a lot of people don't understand that they do get hooked to it.
It's a lot.
And it becomes like an Advil to them.
But it really, like candy.
Right,
and
literally.
Then you start having to increase it. Not just that, but it hurts you in so many
ways. You get constipated. You just feel like, boom.
On the poopy chronicles.
There's no little teddy bears coming out. And the biggest thing the benefits of being in and out of the gym as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And we kind of talked about that off air sense of, what the benefits are from a recovery standpoint.
Yeah.
A little bit more energy, a little bit more focus.
Yeah.
And Sam's going to be able to give us some insight on which ones to utilize for specific goals and how to kind of start the process.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be a fun show, and I think it's going to be very informative because I'll be honest with you, I was such an anti-advocate. We talked about that. And, you know, when
he
I
was
moved
like,
to,
no,
well, you
no.
know, the biggest thing is that taboo that you see people that do, you know, either smoke or they do edibles and they just kind of have that lackadaisical kind of lazy, like, I don't give a damn attitude.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's a complete misnomer. And I think that this show is going to help people kind of realize that there are so many different benefits of different things that fit your specific requirement.
Exactly.
And that's why we're doing this, because we want to keep our people informed.
Yes.
And get right to the point with experts. He's an expert.
That's what he is.
He's not a doctor.
But he's an expert.
But he may play one on TV.
We got Sam Homsi. Is that how you pronounce your last name, Sam?
Yep, that's it. How are you guys doing?
Good, honey. He is from the Rocky Mountain High Dispensaries and Cannabis Station.
He's a regional director
of operations. Hey, Sam. We're not smoked out right here, but, you know, we got good vibes. How are you doing today?
I kind of sound like John Denver a little bit. I don't know.
Look at this guy. Hi, Sam.
What up, Sam?
I'm doing good.
All right. So when we say that you're the regional director of operations at the Rocky Mountain High Dispensaries and Cannabis Station, can you break down exactly what that is?
So I am in charge of, the Rocky Mountain High Dispensary locations here in Colorado. We have 7 locations, 4 of them here in Denver. In Cannabis Stations, it's another one of our brands. And we have 3 locations in the mountains. Currently, we are also expanding into the East Coast. We have locations in New Jersey Pennsylvania, Delaware, and hopefully expanding into New York soon.
Yeah, they legalized it in New York, so that's the big one now. The news is big in New York. That's going to be crazy. That's going to, I don't know, New Yorkers are crazy because I'm a New Yorker, and it's crazy there. So now you add weed and a little bit of edibles.
But not for nothing, it's the good stuff. It's not the trickery stuff.
Exactly.
The stuff you don't know what anybody
maybe
put on
it. Maybe
people
will be a little more educated with it now becoming legal, too.
Yeah, so make sure you go and check out Sam's dispensaries.
Especially when
it
hits New York, exactly.
Most definitely. And, you know, I think that really speaks for itself, Dave. You know, it's more states are legalizing because they're seeing more and more people are seeing the benefit of this.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
So, you know, that really just speaks for itself, you know.
So I think the biggest thing, Sam, that we want to talk about and give our kind of listeners a little bit of informative messages here is using like someone like Tosh. You know, Tosh had numerous back surgeries and she was on opiates and lots of pain pills to kind of curb the problems that she had. And now that she's kind of over that, she can kind of look back and be like, I wonder if it would have been a little bit different had I done a little bit of
from the
edibles.
Beginning.
Right, from the beginning. And with our knowledge base, like we talked about before, we kind of didn't know. So,
no.
Sam, maybe you can walk our listeners into what someone like Tosh going into this fresh out the gate, not really knowing
fresh
much.
Fresh off of back surgery.
Right. Fresh out the back surgery, not being able to work out yet, but kind of
tired of pain meds.
Right, weaning herself off the opiates with all the side effects that a lot of people get and moving into the cannabis and or THC and or
CBD industry.
Thank you. I'm having a brain fart over here. Maybe you can kind of give us, our listeners, kind of a step-by-step process of what they would do moving into this to kind of wean off the opiates. Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest issues has been really the misconception of, you know, cannabis plant and what cannabis does.
Right.
You know, and it's very simple. I always tell people, if you don't really understand it, come by any of our locations. You don't even have to buy anything. And we will, you know, sit down and have an entire consultation.
Right. Get the education first and foremost.
Exactly. Based off of, you know, whatever product they're trying to use.
Right.
You know, and to really just break it down in a simple way, you know, the cannabis plant really has many cannabinoids in it. Two of the big cannabinoids in it is CBD and THC. You know, the big conception is, well, I don't want a product that gets me high because I want to go on doing my day-to-day stuff. And CBD is a non-psychoactive cannabinoid.
And I think a lot of people get kind of scared, too. Like, if they see CBD, is it going to have THC in it? Could that maybe pop a drug test, or could that put them in jeopardy of having something test positive? And I think there's a lot of misnomers on that because I think a lot of people shy away from even coming to talk to someone like yourself because they're like, oh, well, you don't want to do
that.
I was that person. And I was the same person,
too. I was like, first of all, I don't want to walk into, you know, Sam's dispensary and not be educated because I'm going to sound
kind of
ridiculous.
Right.
And then I kind of feel like, in a way, that because I'm still new to Colorado, it's like, well, I've been here 2.5 years, but I feel like I'm doing something naughty when I walk in there, too. So, you
like
know.
I should be doing this. Right. And again, there's that stereotype that goes with it. And I think that places like Sam runs completely get rid of that whole taboo.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and I mean that's something we really strive against, is trying to get rid of that taboo and try to have that very normal conversation of a product that actually has helped people. You know, and yeah, I mean, there's the other side of the cannabinoid. The THC is really a cannabinoid that gets people high, but it also does have, you know, great effect to it. You know, CBD is one of those cannabinoids that helps with inflammation. It's an antioxidant. It's anti-anxiety. But then, you know, you have THC that's a product that does get you high, that, you know, that is psychoactive. It still helps out with, you know, with nausea problems, sleep aid, appetite stimulant, and, it really works well together when you use CBD and THC to create something we call the entourage effect. And that's really the use of all cannabinoids, simultaneously.
So they kind of piggyback each other.
Exactly, yes. Yes.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. So when people, do you recommend then for the average person that has never done anything like this, like a Tasha, when she walks in, would you recommend a CBD and a THC, or would you just put that person straight up on probably just CBD based
like
on
the
what
lowest.
They tell you, the lowest,
right.
to kind of build them up and see what their tolerance would be, and then kind of go from there?
You know, so any product that we sell at a dispensary has to have THC in it.
Okay.
And we always like to start off people on the lowest amount of CBD if they came in for CBD. So we always like to microdose. Start a little bit of CBD, a little bit of THC, and we kind of see what happens, see how it goes. And it's really all up to the person because our bodies really work differently. So what works for me sometimes might not work for somebody else.
Right.
So that I take, you know, you're a bigger person, Dave. You might need a lot more than I do.
I need the elephant size.
Yeah. And I've also, you know, had experience with people that were literally half my size and they could take twice.
Right. Yeah. So it is, you know? It is a very individualized type of thing.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really all up to the person. We always recommend that, you know, they start at a small dose because you could always take more. You can't always take less. So, and kind of see what happens. If they're getting the effect that they need, if they're getting the experience that they need, then, you know, stay there. And if you realize that it's after some time you're getting adjusted to the dose, then I would probably go up a little bit. But then something else we always recommend is try another product. Find multiple products that work for you. So that way you're not really just using more and more and more as you go. You're switching around products and you're utilizing you know, different activated products.
Yeah.
To try to get the experience that you're looking for.
Because I was going to say, so do you have to increase as you go with CBD? But you were just pretty much saying instead of increasing on the one thing, just change it up a little bit to see pretty much where you can go.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, there's CBD products that are, you know, 20 to 1, 20 being the equal part of the CBD to one part of the THC.
Mm-hmm.
And those, there's, you know, different variants. So you'll see stuff that's a 10 to 1. A 5-to-1, a 1-to-1. A 1-to-1 is probably going to be a product that's more psychoactive because you're sharing the same amount of components between CBD and THC, the same amount of dosage, you should say. And, you know, there's definitely more of a chance that an individual will get high using that much THC. But again, you know, for people that aren't really trying to get the psychoactive effect of it, we always recommend, obviously, the more amount of CBD to the less amount of THC.
So let me ask you a question. So do you feel like, so when you go to the doctors and you speak to the doctor and say, look, you know, I'm really, really not wanting to stay on the pain pills or the opiates or whatever kind of prescription drug they have you on.
Right.
Do you feel a lot of your doctors right now are well-versed in maybe recommending the CBD and or CBD THC combo, or do you think a lot of doctors are still kind of stuck in that prehistoric time where they're not really kind of prevy or informative and a little bit hesitant to recommend something like that because, you know, either A, which I hate to say this, but there's maybe no kickback from an insurance aspect because
of course,
I mean, yeah, let's be real. I mean, there's a ton of millions of billions of dollars in this industry with the medical aspect. And again, you know, I think that some doctors are just a little bit behind the times in what they want to recommend to their patients. Do you think that a lot of doctors are starting to become more informative with this particular topic? Or do you think that they're a little bit more apprehensive to send you and more try and keep you on the medical aspect?
That's great.
I've honestly seen this kind of both ways. You know, I always tell people before you get on a CBD product, you should always consult your doctor and just make sure that your health and whatever, you know, situations that you're going through health-wise, you're able to use whether it's the CBD or THC or certain gummies or any of the product that you could buy from a dispensary. But you know, you do have some doctors who would rather just recommend that you get Vicodin.
Right.
And I've had that experience before.
Yeah, me too. And Tosh, of course, has.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
All three of us.
I think everyone out there can experience that some way, shape, or form, especially having any surgeries or you being an athlete, myself, Tosh, everybody.
So as a person that's gone through that, all three of us, what do you feel about that? What do you think?
I always recommend that you seek second opinion from a doctor.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Good recommendation.
That has more holistic experience, a doctor that understands CBD, that understands THC, that understands herbs, you know, and just go on a painkiller.
Hey, so, Sam, in your professional basis, do you feel like more doctors are becoming, or how should I phrase it? Do you think more doctors are jumping on the bandwagon of THC, CBD, and a little bit more alternative? I don't really want to say alternative, but I guess that is what it is.
Yeah.
It's an alternative to pain meds.
Some people want to go natural.
Do you feel that more doctors are becoming a little bit more versed and a little bit more apt to go that route?
Yes, I think
that's awesome.
3 years, I've been seeing that more.
Good.
When the industry started 2009, 2010, 2011, you really weren't seeing that. You know, you were definitely seeing the exact opposite. In the last 2 to 3 years, I've definitely noticed a lot more doctors have been more open to it, have done more studies and have done more understanding.
That's great.
You know, about the subject. And, you know, a lot of the times we're seeing doctors who, you know, who come in to shop for some of their CBD product at other locations. So that was really a big sign for us.
Yeah, maybe they're trying it themselves. I mean,
I think so too.
It's like, yeah, if I was a doctor, why not try it and see what the benefit is?
Well, because, it's like you being the trainer.
Right.
Like, you there's have
supplements
done so
I
many
try.
Different,
there's everything I've
even
done.
Even with your clinic.
Yeah, exactly. And with the HRT TRT clinic that I'm involved in, it's like, you know, how can I recommend a product and or a supplement if I've never done it before? I can look at all the research, and Sam, you probably can answer this better than I can, because I see it from the supplement TRT HRT side of things. And Tosh is with me, so she does too. But I guess my biggest thing is like, it's like, how can you recommend a product when you've never even done it and or don't know the research behind it?
Yeah.
Because you go online and you'll see 1,000 things that are good about CBD, but then you'll sit there and see 1,000 things that are totally knocking it down.
But that's why you need to go down
right.
to Sam's
You need to be
dispensary.
Educated by them, because everyone that's there, I'm sure, has a huge education background in this. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and I mean, we always tell people, you don't even have to buy anything. Just ask questions.
Yep.
Have a consultation with one of the bud tenders, one of our managers.
I love that.
Isn't
bud
it
bud tender? That's awesome. I didn't catch that the first time.
I just want to be a bud tender.
Butt or something. I'm like,
no,
what?
Like the bud.
Right.
BUD
no, I got
tenders.
That. Yeah.
I just want to go work at Sam's spot just to be called the bud tender.
We should literally have shirts that said we're bud tenders.
Oh my God.
Bud tender security.
I'm kidding. So, Sam, can you break down the different strands and what they do to people, what the effect is on those? You know what I mean?
So, you know, there's different types of ways you consume, whether it's CBD or any of our THC products.
Okay.
It's obviously edibles, flower, concentrates, topicals, you know, you name it. One of the biggest, one of the biggest questions that we get asked in cannabis is, what's the difference between indica, sativa, hybrid?
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of experience with people really unable to explain why these certain strains give you
right
effect.
Right.
And as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of cannabinoids and terpenes.
Mm-hmm.
And terpenes really being the essential oil in the cannabis is really the best way to explain it. And those are what really gives you the actual effect of the plant that you're consuming. Indica sativa hybrid really just means different types of terpenes, different types of essential oils that's in the plant that's giving you that effect. And you know, even with CBD products, CBD cannabis, it does still have terpenes, and you know, a lot of different products will give you those different kind of stimulating terpene effects.
So Sam, tell me if this is right, because I kind of did some research and I kind of went through that whole process of sitting down with some bud tenders, and I'm going to use that word all day now. And basically, I know from my profession with the supplement aspect, and you being an athlete and an ex-athlete, you can probably catch along with this too. And Tosh is obviously with me, so she definitely gets it. The different variants of using one product for a certain amount of time that downgrades those receptors that basically kind of work to give you that feeling that you're looking for. Is it better to kind of switch off between like an edible gummy, an edible liquid, or a flower and smoke it, and or using a vape pen? What are the benefits of that? And is that really a misnomer, or is that kind of true? It's better to kind of switch off so your body doesn't get so susceptible to one and noticing that you keep having to increase the dosing to try and get that effect.
Definitely, and that's what I always recommend to people is, you know, try a different product.
Right.
Multiple products work for you.
Yep.
And, you know, I always switch them around.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, going to King Supers, getting a Twix every single day.
Right. Got to mix it up. You got a Butterfinger, you got to get a Heath bar, man. Yeah, you get sick of it.
Exactly, you know, so switch it up a little bit to still, you know, get the satisfying effect that you're trying to
Right. Make. Right. Do you think that it's better for, and this is kind of a weird question, I guess, because I kind of been answering while I'm asking, but there is no weird questions, and we want our listeners to ask any question. Yeah, Big Days Power Half Hour, we do anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tosh is a ringleader with just me.
It's bad.
It's hard enough. But I guess my biggest thing is do you feel that more people now are moving towards the edible and more liquid base, like, because there's so many CBD infused waters and products like food and stuff like that. And Tosh and I were talking about that before we got on air. It's like, it's so crazy how many different companies and big companies are a big corporate are jumping on the bandwagon of infusing so many things.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's more beneficial, and do you see more of a trend with edibles or more smoking or vaping?
Well, definitely. I think it's really beneficial because, I mean, expand the market. Why not? You know, give the consumer the most amount of options, really, that they could get their hands on, especially on a product that, you know, that could work for them. And ultimately, you know, it really just depends on the person. Like, if somebody has asthma,
right,
probably not.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't be smoking and or doing a vape. That makes total sense.
I mean, I'm just saying, my cousin did, and it worked for her, but I'm not telling you to do it. Not for her. Yeah. Anyway.
You might have somebody that have diabetes, and you definitely don't want that person eating gummies.
Right.
So again, it really just depends on the person, depends on, you know, their medical history.
Right, what they're kind of looking for as well.
Exactly.
Right.
What works best for them, what works best for their body, medical history and all that. And that should be, you know, the recommendation of how they should go about it.
So do dispensaries have stuff like, say, God forbid, I had diabetes and I walk in and I want some type of relief. I want something.
You're
is
blind.
There something for
you
everybody?
You got cataracts. You're blind.
One of my friend DJ friends are blind, and he's fine with all this. And I ain't got nothing to do with anything.
I can't see. I need some edibles.
Shut it up. But if somebody had diabetes, like, you know, in the grocery store, there's a section of gummies and different type of candies that they can partake in. Is that the same at dispensaries?
Yeah, because like you just said, there's so many CBD products at King Super. And like 7-Elevens and all that.
And for, you know, unfortunately, because we're not doctors, so we can't really get
not yet. So you would go through your doctor to get to you.
Hopefully, right?
That's smart.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully, and if you don't like what your doctor says,
then
I
go down and talk to the bartender.
Go down and get second opinion first.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And then let them point you in the right direction. 100%. Then you go down and see Sam.
So I do have a personal question,
uh-oh,
and maybe you can answer. You're like, oh God. What's he going
to
ask?
My brain is trying to figure out what you're going to say.
Tosh never knows.
Shit.
She thinks she knows because she's literally like my blood sister, and she literally knows what I'm going to say, but sometimes I go off the deep end here. So is it a myth, Sam, that when you take an edible, I have heard that it is better for you to take the edible after you've eaten a meal because it hits the system better and more equally consumed by the system?
Because of the fats.
Yes.
So, yes and no.
Okay.
It depends on the product that you're using.
Okay.
And the method the product was made. You know, you have some product where if you eat it before a meal, it gives your stomach time to break it down.
Because I had that problem.
Break down the cannabinoids. Sometimes, from my personal experience, I found that I don't feel the full effect of the product after eating a full meal.
Okay.
But then also had different effects with other products.
Okay.
I've had products where I've had a meal because the fats that were in my stomach, it actually gave me the full effect of the
product. Right. Let me ask you this then. You remember back in the supplement days when you were doing your thing, you know, do you remember when they used to come out with sublingual subs so you put them under your tongue?
Right.
Do you feel like maybe doing an edible or something like that would be more beneficial doing sublingual, or does that really not make a difference with the CBD or THC?
To be honest with you, it seems like right now the market has been driving towards sublinguals in the last year.
Right.
And more powerful than ever.
Okay. Okay.
A lot of people want, they don't want to eat an edible and feel it 2 hours later.
Right. You know, right.
You have to eat an edible, wait 2 hours. And
sure. Sure.
More.
Okay.
So, you know, right now we're seeing a lot of products where you put it in your mouth and within 10 to 15 minutes you're feeling the
That's me.
And that's going to go into my next question, not to kind of speed question you here, but I know personally for me, I looked into the indica aspect after doing a lot of research and sitting down and talking to the bud tenders. I like taking an indica maybe about 45 minutes to an hour before I go to bed.
In the couch.
In the couch. And I noticed that because I don't sleep well and my brain's going 1,000 miles a minute and I'm not one to take pain meds and stuff like that because, again, you know, I'm almost 300 pounds. And for me to take any sort of products like a Xanax or something like that, I'm going to have to take a lot to get
effect.
And the problem is I get up so early to be at the gym, you know, or my clock just gets up early now.
Yeah.
And you probably do too.
Yeah.
And I know, Sam, you did too. My question for you is when I did my research, they were telling me that the indica would be the best thing. It wouldn't make me groggy the next morning. Do you recommend, because a lot of people that we deal with and a lot of clients that I have, they have a lot of problems sleeping or just kind of unwinding. Do you feel that the indica would be the best situation for them, looking into that first and foremost, to kind of get that sleep that they need to feel refreshed and kind of move forward into that realm?
Yeah, I mean, definitely for me, that's the route that I take.
Yeah.
But I always smoke. I'm the kind of person, I consume indicas all day long, even if it was my first time consuming of the day in the morning.
Really?
You know, yeah.
And so you didn't feel groggy and lethargic during the day doing that?
No, but I think this one of those things that just goes back to depends on the person.
Right.
People who just can't handle indicas. I'm the kind of person, I can't smoke sativas. It almost makes me antisocial.
Yeah, and it's funny because some of the guys that I know in the gym and in my field, being a pro bodybuilder, a lot of guys were like, hey, D, you should try sativa maybe about 30, 45 minutes before you train because it gives you that kind of focus and gives you that energy. I'll be honest with you. I tried it once, and I wasn't lethargic, but I definitely did not feel energetic. I didn't feel like you take a really potent pre-workout or something like that. I kind of felt the opposite. Now, granted, it could just be my system because my system is a little bit different. But what's interesting is that a lot of the trend in the bodybuilding fitness industry that I'm in, they are moving towards something like that. And it's really funny how you mentioned that everybody's system is so different. Like Tosh could take a sativa 30 minutes before she comes to the gym and be bouncing off the wall. I have other clients that could take that and be sleeping on the treadmill.
See, I can't do sativa.
Right.
Sativa
and why is
makes
that?
Me, sativa makes me, and I've tried these things. I'm not a person that partakes in heavy flour. I prefer to have, a lemon gummy before bed because it helps me sleep.
Right.
It kicks in 20 minutes.
So what did you feel from the sativa?
Sativa made me feel like I had to inhale and exhale in order to stay alive.
So you felt like that anxiety, really?
I did. And then indica was for me. And
just
then
chill.
Hybrid, I'm not quite sure about that. So that's probably why
it's THC,
good to
CBD.
Break it down,
right.
with Sam. What do you think?
For people, we always recommend for people that don't have a lot of experience consuming products, we always like to start them off with a hybrid product, mainly because it's more in the middle. You know, you don't know if your body likes indica more or likes sativa more. You know, again, as we were saying, I'm the kind of person, I've been consuming cannabis since I was 25 years old, and I can't sativa at all. My go-to is indica, even before the gym. You know, I smoke a little bit before the gym, I take my pre-workout, and I go in the gym, and I feel completely fine. Compared to trying to smoke a sativa product going into the gym, I almost feel like nervous, everyone's staring at me, I'm not doing this workout. But you know,
right.
Anxiety while
you're like looking over your shoulder, you're like, why are you looking at me doing flies, man?
But sativa, if it makes people feel like that, I mean, like you said before, it's a science that's different for everybody's body, but why would you want to take something that makes you high anxiety level type.
Well, it's funny. Like I said, I did that and I really didn't. I felt tired. I almost felt like I felt like I was on indica.
Well, that's because your brain, like Sam, this guy in the gym, he'll be training like five of us, six of us at the same damn time and everybody's on something else and he remembers it. But that's probably because your brain is always going. So you kind of match the speed of
maybe
sativa.
And that's why
I
do like taking the indica, because when I get home and I have dinner, I'll usually take one. And I have no problem saying this because
I mean,
want people to get
okay.
their sleep, because it's important. And there's, and again, like, I mean, why, how can we talk to our listeners when we haven't done it?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be like, well, how the hell do you know if you haven't even taken it?
Yeah.
So I have no problem. You know, I don't do it nightly. I don't do it every single day.
I do at night before bed. Yes, I do.
And
I don't
know,
care.
The biggest thing is again, I felt that really relaxation feeling that you kind of get from an anti-anxiety drug, but without the side effects, like
a
Xanax or like an Ambien. Like, I've had clients that have taken Ambien and they don't remember waking up in the middle of the night and eating a box of cereal and driving into their garage door.
No.
It's crazy. So these are such good subsidiaries because you don't get those negative side effects.
Right.
So, yeah, you got to listen to us and go see Sam.
And it's not addicting. I mean, I'm going to say this
right,
for myself. It's not addicting. But what do you think, Sam?
And, you know, I always like telling people my story. You know, I stopped playing sports when I was 23, 24 years old. And just had a lot of concussion issues, a lot of headache issues, sleep issues.
Me too.
You know, sports that I played. And at that point, I've never consumed cannabis in my life. And I actually had a doctor that pretty much recommended. He's like, well, try smoking some weed before you go to sleep. I'm like, really? I've never had a doctor tell me that.
How did you feel when he said that? Did you feel kind of awkward, like I'm doing something wrong?
I was really shocked.
Yeah, see, I felt the same exact way, literally, of everything you said.
Yeah, I definitely felt really shocked. I'm like, I can't believe he just told me that. But I'm going to try it anyway. So I went home, called my friend Matt. I said, bring a blunt over. And he was like, what do you mean? Yeah, okay. And
he's like, he's finally doing it.
Exactly. And honestly, you know, ever since, I definitely became a believer in the plant. That's one of the things that really helped me get off of opioids. And
yeah,
26 years old, I've never took any medication to help me go to sleep. I've never took any medications for headaches. I've never took any anxiety medications. I've just been smoking cannabis since.
It's changed your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worked for me.
Now it's your industry.
Yeah.
And I think with everything going on right now with COVID and us trying to get out of
this. Anxiety's high.
Exactly. I mean, the patient levels of people, and we've had this discussion on and off the air, you know, people's patient levels and tolerance levels, you know, you don't know people's backstory and you know, you want to be respectful to that. But everyone seems to be so on edge, whether it's financial or whatever, with COVID. So I think that this is a really therapeutic way to research and educate yourself and see if it's something for you to do.
Exactly.
You can't, you know, at least try it once. Like, you have nothing to lose. Nothing's going to happen to you. Be responsible when you do it.
Of course.
You don't drive and be stupid.
No.
You know, just be responsible.
Just be responsible.
Right.
You know,
and
funny.
Go down and talk to these people.
After my last surgery, and go ahead, Sam.
Don't eat the whole box of
that. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to say a name, but I know somebody that ate a whole chocolate bar and then called me like, oh, I think I'm going to die.
You know what?
Like,
I did that once, Tosh.
Because I heard the chocolate was that incredible.
Well, I did like a Chiba chew when I was younger, and I bodyguard for a living as well. I'm a professional bodyguard. So, of course, being in control is like our main thing. So I was at this get-together. Long story short, they gave me this Tootsie Roll thing, and I never knew what it was. And I don't ever take anything that I don't know what it is, especially drugs.
Right.
And again, I'm one of those guys that always, I'm a babysitter. I'm an overpaid babysitter. So they gave this to me, and let me tell you, it was not a good situation. I ended up literally sitting in the middle of someone's bed that I didn't even know. And if they would have come by me, I would have swung on them. I was so out of my realm.
What?
And I took this thing at probably about 8 o'clock at night.
Okay.
I didn't come out of this until about 8 the next morning. I ended up staying at these people's houses. I didn't
even
know.
You're sitting there rubbing on yourself.
Yeah, I didn't even
smooth.
Know who they were. And they're like, is this big giant guy going to get out of our house? Because he's like going
to
tear our house apart.
And they're scared to ask
and
you to move.
And they're literally like, can you please get him out of here? I'm like, we're not going in there. But no, I mean, and that was the problem, Sam. Just like you said, it's like they gave me the whole thing. They're like, oh, D can handle it. Let me tell you what, man. That really turned me off. And that's why I was so scared to start again and try it again. But again, educating myself and listening to people like yourself.
Don't let fear
take
you away from relief.
Educate yourself with the knowledge that these people have, because you guys really know what you're talking about. We can't thank you enough, man. Really.
No, honestly, I mean, this is, you know, I've definitely heard stories like this quite often. I think it always goes back to, you know, the dispensary that you went and saw. I always we always recommend that you always start very little and then go up, because we want to have a great experience. We want people to actually understand what the product is and figure out if it works for them, and not really just have this terrible experience and not want to use it again.
Exactly.
You know?
Sounds good. All right, so Sam, before we wrap this puppy up, I know you said you had a gift for us, and we don't know what you're doing.
Oh.
So what gift are you doing for
us, for
our listeners? Oh, yeah.
For this entire month of April, we are going to run a 20% off on any, for any of your listeners on
Woo-hoo!
Any product. And all they have to do is really just mention your show's name, mention Tasha, mention Dave, mention KS107.5. Mention Sam, and we'll get you taken care of at any of our Rocky Mountain High locations.
That is so awesome. Hell yeah.
Seven locations. Do you guys have a website?
We do. www.rockymountainhigh.co.
Rockymountainhigh.co. Now, do you guys have social media as well?
Rockymountainhigh.co.
Sam is social media, and we're just Rocky Mountain High Dispensaries and Rocky Mountain High Grow.
Rocky Mountain High. Perfect.
So if you go down and say Big Dave, you say Big Dave's Power Half Hour, you say Tasha Makia, which is the queen of the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's the princess of 107.5.
Thank you so much.
And you say Tasha or Dave.
Sam.
Sam is the man. He is the man of Rocky Mountain High. You just say, I listened to the radio and I love what I heard.
I'll tell you, don't let your fear stop you from getting relief. Go out and see Sam at Rocky Mountain High Dispensaries and Cannabis Station. Sam, we thank you so much. You are amazing. And now he's officially a family member to the show.
So thank you,
Sam. We can't wait for you to check in again.
Real talk, bro. Thank you for the knowledge. We really appreciate it.
Definitely. See you guys. Have a good rest of your
day. Later, brother.
You too.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.